What influences how you spend money? Friends? Family? Social media? Hey, it's Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Actually, how we view God determines how we spend money more than any other factor. Psalm 24:1 says, "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it." And in Colossians, we're told that in Him, all things hold together. So He created everything, holds it together, and never transferred ownership to you or me. Just the temporal responsibility to be His managers. So we have to acknowledge that He's got the title to our possessions. Jesus said, "Any one of you who does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple." Sometimes He tests us by asking us to give up the very things that are most important to us in very unique ways. Years ago, a teenage student listed her possessions on a quitclaim deed and surrendered them to Christ. Her horse was the most precious thing on the list. Shortly thereafter, lightning struck the barn and several horses died. The vet said it was a miracle that her horse survived, but she quickly corrected him, saying, "No, it was actually God's horse that survived." When we recognize God's ownership, we allow Jesus to become Lord of our money and possessions, and every spending decision becomes a spiritual one. Instead of asking, "Lord, what do you want me to do with my money?" ask, "Lord, what do you want me to do with your money?" With this attitude, spending and saving can become just as spiritual as giving. Now, if you need encouragement, wisdom, or prayer to manage your finances, we're here to help. Just call us at 800-722-1976 or visit crown.org. That's crown.org.